This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on January 30th on WGN Radio. We started at 10 o'clock. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, here it is. It's Monday night. We got 3 big hours of trivia. So if you're listening on Friday night, I appreciate that. But don't call. We're live Monday night. So if it is Monday night, January 30th, 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. That's what we'll do it to it. And as you know, there is a straggler. And we got new bumper stumpers. The bumper stumpers are all in accordance with the theme. If you get the theme, that's great. Otherwise, I'll reveal it at the end of the night. But if you get the artists, and all of them are hit artists, guaranteed they are hit artists. All right, so now, our straggler from last week. Well, now this is just awful. I have to get to Carol because Carol does my show prep, and I just looked at this and said, wait a minute. This can't possibly be my... Oh, here it is. All right. Now I see what was wrong here. I was going to say, wait a minute. We answered one of these last week. Here we go. It's probably not hard to find one of these in any medium or large city in America today, but 100 years ago it was rare. The oldest one still in operation today is in Seattle. What is it? So you can find them all over the place now. But 100 years ago, forget about it. The oldest one in operation, still in operation, continuous operation, is in Seattle. What is it? 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. Now, if you don't like my categories, and you don't, my stragglers, I should say, in this case it is a straggler, and you don't know my bumper stumpers, you can have your own category. That's what I'm trying to say. And it can be absolutely anything. Sky is the limit on that. So you know something about something. Everybody knows something about something. Well, whatever it is, and Johnny D proves that often with his hominids, but whatever it is you think you know something about, well, just ask for that category. Otherwise, as I say, hard to find one? Not anymore. You'll find them all over the place now. Pretty much in any American city, certainly in any medium to large size city, but probably in most cities. 100 years ago, it was absolutely rare, and the oldest one still in operation is in Seattle. What is it? All righty. So with that in mind, Tom from Covington, he always dials early to get in there, and he wants 1957 music. How's it going, Tom?
Well, hope you can understand me. Kind of got a frog in my throat this week.
Ah, well, are you feeling all right?
Not too bad.
Well, good.
It's got this, subtropical climate. I call it a yo-yo climate. One day it's in the 80s, the next day it's cold.
Yes, yes, absolutely. It's the old, you don't like the weather, stick around, it'll change. All right. So with that in mind, you wanted 1957 music. And so what I've done here is picked out an artist who is very well known. In fact, he had a number one record in 1957. Of course, this wasn't it, but he did have this one on the charts. So who is he?
Rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock, rock. Rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock.
Some people think it came from Tennessee, then it spread on out to the Lone Prairie. It's hillbilly rock, fiddly-dee, turns me inside.
Well, I'm going to take a wild guess at Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, it's Guy Mitchell.
Oh, yeah, Guy Mitchell. I got a guess on that, that other question you have.
Oh, good. What do you think?
Was it an ice house?
No, it was not. But are they still easy to find today?
I don't know. I haven't seen one.
Yeah, exactly. No, well, these are easy to find today. But all right, thanks for trying, Tom. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Appreciate it. All right, so I see that Brian and Joliet wants charts. We're going to do, looks like 1966. Yeah, and Paul in Woodstock, go and take a guess on our trivia question, and several calls coming in as we speak. John will get to them as soon as he can. Otherwise, let it ring. And if it's busy, of course, you know, when somebody hangs up, there's room for you. So let me disconnect Tom right now, which frees up another line. So, all right, we'll be back to, in fact, before we do anything else, we'll take Paul's guess. So here is the deal. 100 years ago, they were absolutely rare. Today, you can find them absolutely anywhere. Paul, what do you think?
I'm guessing a farmer's market.
Nice, but not right.
Okay. I was thinking like Pike Place Market was pretty old.
Yeah. No, it is, but it's not that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, so, yeah, what would that be? 888-876-5593. Not hard to find one in any medium or large city in America today. Maybe in small cities as well. I don't know. I've not done a survey. But 100 years ago, it was rare. The oldest one still in operation is in Seattle. What is it? All right, Samantha is a first-time caller from Southern Illinois. Hello, Samantha.
It's the light bulb.
That's nice, but it's not right. But I like the way you sound so assured at that. So if you think of something else, call me back.
All right.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And that's exactly where we're going to pick it up. But right now, one thing I know, I don't know much, but the one thing I do know is if you listen to the show, you're a radio lover. And if you're a radio lover, I assume you've been at the Sea Crane Company's online catalog, ccradio.com. If not, now's a good time to do it. You know, they've got a great emergency radio, the CC Solar. And what I love about this is it works no matter what. Firstly, it's got an oversized solar panel and a battery strength meter. So if you set it in a sunny window, solar power alone will power this. But okay, so it's night and the lights are out and you didn't use the solar power. Of course you have batteries, that's right. But what happens if the batteries are dead? And, you know, isn't that always the case? Here it is. You're in the dark. You're looking for the flashlight. You're looking for the radio. You find the radio. The batteries are dead. Well, actually, if you find the CC Solar, you not only find the radio, you find the flashlight, too. But what do you do if the batteries are dead? Well, that's the beauty of this. You hand crank it for about 30 seconds. It plays for about 30 minutes. And it can store enough energy to bring a dead cell phone battery back to life to make an important contact. Now, it's not going to, you know, charge your batteries with any regularity. But if you just, in a pinch, need to do that, you can have peace of mind knowing it'll do that too. It's about the size of a brick. It's got a really nice digital design. It's got 5 one-touch memories with, like everything Bob Crane designs, the best reception. And that's really why I am so loyal to this company, because no one cares more about reception of AM and FM more than Bob Crane. So it's just terrific. You can enjoy this radio every day. But in that emergency, the lights are out. This is what will save you. Because, yeah, solar power. Yeah, batteries. Yeah, you can use an AC adapter. But the fact that you can just hand crank it when you need to, you know that it will always work. You can read more about it at ccradio.com anytime, ccradio.com. And you can order online, too. It's really easy. By the way, you can also do that at REI or Amazon, but you know, maybe for quicker shipping. But for the real deal, ccradio.com. But if you can't go online, well, that's okay, too. Because 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE, will get you to the world's best customer service. They'll tell you all about it. They'll take your order over the phone if you want it, or if you want them to mail you a 4-color catalog free of charge, they'll do that too. So 800-522-8863 or ccradio.com. It's the CC Solar. Yeah, the CC Radio Solar for those inevitable powerless times, and we're going to have them. So, you tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
If you ever need some loving now, send it for me.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is she? Yeah, 1962 on Sue. That's a big clue. And yes, she absolutely had a big hit. So who is she? Of course, we can't ask you about the theme yet since it's the first record we played in the theme. But as the evening goes by, maybe the theme will be more apparent or maybe not. But in any event, she's about as apparent as it gets, I think. So your challenge will be getting through, because right now every line is busy. So when you hear someone hanging up, that's when you dial 888-876-5593. It's 888-ROLLYE. So it's probably not hard to find one of these in any medium or large-sized city in America today. But 100 years ago, it was rare. The oldest one still in operation is in Seattle. What is it? All right, Dean in Peru, Illinois, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi.
Hey.
Is a windmill?
It is not a windmill, but nice guess, and thanks for trying.
How about a lift bridge?
Nope.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Have a good evening.
You too. Appreciate that. All right, so we say goodbye to Dean, and that leaves a line available for you if you want to get it. Now, Steve in Pierce, South Dakota. Hey, Steve, thanks for calling WGN.
Hey, hello. I love your show. You're the greatest.
Thank you for calling. So what do you think?
ATMs, automatic teller machines?
Nope.
I wouldn't have thought they were 100 years old.
Yeah, right. I guarantee you they're not. They only go back to the 70s, but it's a good guess anyway. Thanks for trying.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, I always laugh because, you know, when they came out in the 70s, Bank of America had Versateller, and I think it was the Fifth Third Bank in Cincinnati, I'm not sure which one, but they brought out Genie, and there was a picture in the Cincinnati Inquirer of Charlie Murdoch when he was, you know, general manager of WLW, trying to kick the hell out of one of these, and so every time I think about ATM, I think of poor Charlie attacking one. I don't think he got his money anyway, but nonetheless, it's not ATMs, but oh yeah, and it was hard at first to convince people to use them, and I know, Bank of America did all sorts of things to induce you to use the Versateller. I think I still have the keychains. So anyway, 888-876-5593. Ed is a first-time caller, and he's in Milwaukee. What do you think, Ed?
I'm guessing coffee shops.
Nice, but not right.
I'm sorry.
I hope you'll call again. Thank you.
I will. Bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah, how nice to meet Ed. All right. So let's see. We have Marianne in Chicago. What do you think, Marianne?
Hi, how are you, Raleigh?
All right, how about yourself?
Pretty good. I'm listening to you. I mean, how could you go wrong?
Oh, let me count the ways. But
well, I was thinking apothecaries.
Nice, but not right.
Riding stables?
Nope.
Okay, I guess I'll hang up and listen for somebody who's a smarty pants.
Well, call back when you think of something else. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
All right, good deal. So let's see what we're going to do here. I believe we're going to change the subject entirely and do some horse racing trivia with John in Covington. How's it going tonight, John?
Hi, Raleigh. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So I understand you want horse racing trivia.
One of my bad habits, yeah.
Okay. Well, you're close enough to Keeneland. I can understand that. All right. So
that's right.
The world's longest flat race is 2 miles, 5 furlongs, and 143 yards. That's 4,355 meters long. What's the race?
Oh, boy. Just a wild guess. Is it the Epsom Derby?
It's the Queen Alexandra Stakes.
Oh, okay.
And if you know what that is, you're doing better than me.
I've heard of it. Yes, I have heard of it.
It's in Great Britain. It's run at Ascot. That's all I know.
There you go. Would the trivia, would it be a water fountain?
It would not, but that's a lovely guess, too.
Great. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks for calling. So, 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, Sharon's a first-time caller in Schaumburg. Sharon, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you.
What do you think?
I have a guess. I was thinking coffee shops, but somebody just guessed that, and it wasn't right. Yeah. So my second guess is parking meters.
That's not right either, but if you come up with a third, call me back.
I will. Thank you
so much. All right,
so
thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so, yeah, all very nice guesses. They're, you know, just not right. But Paul in Woodstock is back because he recognized a bumper. All right, Paul.
That was Barbara George, I think.
Absolutely right. On Sue, send for me. You are a winner.
Cool.
And I can't ask you what it has in common with everything else I play, because you haven't heard the rest of them yet. But if you think if you think of the theme, call me back for that too. But hang on and we'll confirm that address.
All right, thanks.
So Paul is absolutely right. It is Barbara George. You remember Barbara George. I know. You don't love me no more. All right. Yeah, that's that was her big hit there. All right. So let's see. Jeff and Bradley thought it was Claudine Clark. So that's a nice guess, but it was Barbara George.
Okay, I'm wrong.
Well, you'll be right later. Call me back. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. So, yeah, I love Claudine Clark. Yeah, walking through a cemetery. I know. Not her big hit, but nonetheless. All right. So let's see what we have here. I believe we're going to do charts with Brian and Joliet. How's it going tonight, Brian?
Fine. Thank you, Raleigh. Hope you're doing well. And before I do the charts, may I make a request?
All right. What do you want to hear?
Roadrunner by Junior Walker and the All-Stars. And some night when you have a slow night, I'm going to check in and ask you about your... I've never been to Arizona, and your experiences with roadrunners and other birds that you love in Arizona.
John can tell you all about that. I don't go outside. But he's certainly seen them, so he'll fill you in. But, yeah, we're happy to talk about that. But, yeah, I never go outside. There are things out there. Anyway, let's do your charts.
Fine, thank you.
And this would be January of 66, yes? All right, so let's get there. And we need to re-Xerox these charts. They're falling apart. All right, so here we have... January 28th, 1967. But you wanted 66.
66.
Yeah, so wait. Oh, good. Because 67, those were lousy records anyway. So let's go back to 66. All right, here we go. We got January 29th, 1966. Number one, We Can Work It Out.
Beatles.
Number two, Barbara Ann. Don't Say the Regents.
Beach Boys.
Yes. Number three, She's Just My Style.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys?
Yes. Number four, No Matter What Shape Your Stomach Is In. It was obviously an instrumental.
Yeah, that was
group.
The Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, an instrumental.
Well, sorry, I didn't mean to say
No, that's
product.
Fine. No, that's fine. I say them all the time, but yes.
Let me think. Just a second.
It was on Liberty.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Okay, the T-Bones.
The T-Bones.
All right. Number five, 5 o'clock World.
Vogues?
Yes, on the Cohen C label. Number six, As Tears Go By, not Marianne Faithfull.
Rolling Stone.
Yes. Number seven, The Men in My Little Girl's Life. Oh, you got to know this.
Oh, Frank Sinatra?
No, it's worse than that.
Pardon?
I say it's worse than that. Yes, it was on Epic.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
Mike Douglas.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, yes.
Liked his show, but...
Well, yes, and he had the show, and he actually appeared at the Columbia 1965 convention that I went to, and there he was singing it. All right, number eight, A Must to Avoid.
Herman's Hermits.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Number nine, My Love. On Warner Brothers.
My love. Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's... my gosh. I don't know.
Pat Clark.
Oh, okay. Now I remember.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. And number 10, Ginny Take a Ride.
Mitch Ryder and Detroit Wheels?
Yes, yes, yes. You got a 70%. You just made it. Hang on. Don't go away.
Oh, thank you, Raleigh.
All right. Good deal, indeed. And now we will trundle over to the WGN Radio newsroom, find out what's going on WGN Radio.
Chick-a-la-la-wrong, you're doing a mama, some gal. song, mong, chick-a-la-la-wrong, you the mother song, gal. Moonlight, sun, love, had a case of war, love in the land of Sumbao. Romance, cha-cha, never gonna stop, stop, only gonna grow and grow. Boy, say hey, what you gonna do, girl? Say, say, gonna rock with you. Round the world, what's new? Some little songy, lots of little mongy, songy, mongy, check a lot of wrongy, you the mama song gal. Songy, mongy, check a lot of wrongy, you the mama song gal.
Go, songy!
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yes, he had hits, and one you know very well, and not his biggest, by the way. This one you don't, but you should know who he was. All right, this one was on Swingin'. Actually, it wasn't on Swingin'. It was recorded for Swingin', and they didn't release it for, like, decades. And then CDs came out, and everybody was looking for anything they could throw on a CD, and that was one of them. So, 888-876-5593. It's probably not hard to find one in any medium or large city in America today, maybe small ones too. But 100 years ago, it was rare. The oldest one still in operation is in Seattle. What is it? 888-876-5593. So, if you don't know my bumper stumpers and you don't know my question, you can have your own category, and it can be absolutely anything, as we always tell you. But stopping what we're doing right now to go to Eric and Joshua Tree. His dog is sick. All right, Erica. Eric. God, I've just changed your gender. Is it a male or female dog?
This is Maxwell. He's a male dog. I love your show, Raleigh. You are bringing back everything we need. Oh, yeah. I need his prayer. He's 17. He goes into the vet in Thousand Palms on Saturday.
Yeah.
He has a cyst. He has an abscess.
Where? How old is... So he's 17 years old. How big? What? Do we have a breed or is he random?
He's a Yorkie Maltese. Okay. I rescued him on November 15th of 2007 when I was 36. I'm 51.
This is actually...
This dog has been with me.
Yes, but this is actually good because with small dogs, 17 years is not that outrageous. If you were telling me something like he was a Newfoundland at 17 years, I'd say, yeah, let's dig the ground now. But no, at 17 years, a Yorkie Maltese and a random breed like that is actually healthier. So now what are we doing with this abscess?
Because she told me today, the other lady that gave him his shots last year was a veterinarian lady. Animal people love each other.
Okay.
That she doesn't know a vet in the world that will put him under anesthesia. By the way, he was born with a collapsing trachea.
Okay.
I am not happy about this, but I want to take him in, and I'm looking for a ride down from Joshua Tree to Palms, Thousand Palms.
Now let me.
And I think my caregiver will do that.
Let me ask you this: is the abscess in a location that it's possible to do this under a local?
I don't know.
Well, I think that's...
I want them to look at him.
Yeah, you know, he should be looked at. But the big thing is, depending on where this is, he might not need general...
It's on the left side of his mouth.
Okay, well,
it's on the very back side of the left side of your lip.
Yeah.
Was there. That's the very back side of the lip.
Well, at the very...
It's 2 inches big now.
Oh, this isn't good news. No, at the very least, he'd have to be sedated because of location. Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, the most we can give him, and we will give him, is prayers.
Pray for you guys.
We will.
For good intention.
Yes, pray for Maxwell, for the best possible outcome for Maxwell.
You are the best, and I have two more things.
Okay.
Can you explain something to me about J.D. McPherson, who I love, and Minneapolis restaurants, Cuviet and 50s Grills in Brooklyn Center?
Okay.
Oh, my God. Cuviet.
Okay.
I knew him. Franklin came from Cambodia as a prisoner of war, and he came to Minneapolis and started... like four or five restaurants, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Right,
So Cuviet, Yeah, Franklin, he's dead now. But his kids are still running it, and his nephews.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. Nice.
But J.D. McPherson, and pray for Max, you guys.
Okay, you got it.
Thanks, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right, so we may put J.D. off until tomorrow, but we will not put Maxwell off at all. Please pray for Maxwell. And, you know, to someone who is not a dog lover, well, or a cat lover either, same can be said, you don't understand how this relationship is in somebody's life. And this is to have a pet that long, to be by your side, and then have to go through something like this. Well, we pray for Maxwell's best possible outcome. At 17 years, yeah, he's getting up there. But again, very small breed, and it happens. So they live a long time, potentially. So we hope that Eric and Joshua's tree will get very good news when he finally makes it out to the vet. So 888-876-5593-888-88-RALEIGH. So Suzanne in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio.
How about a Ferris wheel, Raleigh?
It is not a Ferris wheel. It's a nice guess, though.
Elevators?
Nope.
Escalators?
Nope.
Outdoor movie theater?
Nope.
let's see. Roller coaster?
Nope.
Did they have snowblowers?
I don't know, but that's not it.
Well, it's near Canada, so I'm thinking about a lot of snow.
Well, no, I mean, don't be thinking about that, because the first one, the oldest one still in operation is in Seattle, but they have them all over the place, everywhere.
Oh, so it wouldn't necessarily be where it's cold.
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
Well, that's it for now.
All right, if you think of something else, call me back. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. Let's see, what are we going to do here? There's a line available for you if you want it. And we will be doing Beatles trivia with Barry. Of course, he'll win. We should just mail him the prize. But Tom in Round Lakes, Illinois, wants charts from 1974. Hello, Tom.
How you doing, Riley?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm doing good, thanks.
So you want April 1st, 1974, April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Number one, Hooked on a Feeling.
Blue Suede.
Yes. Number two, Benny and the Jets.
My favorite, Elton John.
Number three, Sunshine on My Shoulder.
That would be John Denver.
I'm afraid so. Number four is even worse, Seasons in the Sun.
Terry Jacks.
Number five gets worse than that, The Lord's Prayer.
Holy cow, The Lord's Prayer.
Yes. Let's put it this way. She was Sister Something.
Sister Sledge.
No, that's the best answer tonight. Sister Janet Mead. All right. Number six, Come and Get Your Love.
Redbone.
Yes. Number seven, Dark Lady.
Oh, that's Cher.
Yes, it is. Produced by Snuff Garrett. Number eight, T.S.O.P.
T.S.O.P. was, The Sound of Philadelphia.
Well, that's the title, T.S.O.P. You can do this. It's a group with initials, too, and what it really stands for, they never say, but I'll tell you what it isn't.
Wow, MFST.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Mother, father, sister, brother. Not really. All right. So, number nine, Mockingbird.
That is the great Carly Simon.
Yes, I'm afraid it is, with James Taylor. And finally, number 10, Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me.
Stylistics?
Oh, Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Ooh.
But that's all right. You still got 80%, so you win. Hang on. We'll confirm that address.
Okay. Can I take a stab? One quick guess at the question?
By all means.
Sewing machines.
Not sewing machines.
Okay, thanks.
But that's all right. You're already a winner, so don't go away. We're going to put you on hold here. I promise not to lose you. There we go. And we'll confirm that address and go from there. So, yes, it's probably not hard to find these in any medium or large city in America, probably small cities too, I just don't know. But 100 years ago, it was rare anywhere. The oldest one still in operation is in Seattle. What is it? By the way, it doesn't matter that it's in Seattle, so it's not geographically based. It just happens to be the case. So, 888-876-5593. We're going to do more charts with Chuck in Downers Grove. We're going to do, and that's not all. I believe we're also going to, well, I don't know, Adele wants presidents, so it's not music, it's presidents, 20th century presidents. We can do that. And Valerie has guesses, and James has guesses. Of course, James has guesses. And so we'll pick it up right there with one line available for you if you want it. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, so there it is. That's your bumper stumper, 1971 on Westbound. And yeah, oh yeah, they had big hits. This wasn't one of them. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. So Barry is in New Hampshire with his astounding knowledge of the Beatles. How's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh.
What's happening? You ready for a question?
I am. You know, thank you for the information about Little Lisa Black and if you would talk about Sam Cooke.
Yeah, I haven't forgotten about Sam. I was actually almost going to play something odd by Sam tonight as a bumper and then thought better of it because his voice is so recognizable. But in any event, okay. He's on the list, believe me. What is the only song John Lennon recorded completely by himself during his time with the Beatles?
By himself. Julia.
Yes, absolutely right. Absolutely right. He told Donovan that he imagined himself with his mother on the beach when he listens to the song. So, Seashell Eyes, Windy Smile. Yes, you are a winner, as usual.
All right.
All right, well, hang on, don't go away. All right, so absolutely right. See, I don't even know how to judge whether these questions are difficult or not, because my knowledge of the Beatles is virtually nil. But in any event, Barry knows everything, is what it comes down to. So, our question, indeed, we have 2 more hours of this, by the way. And so if you don't get it by the end of the show, I'll reveal it. Since it is a straggler, we won't keep you in your misery. I'll also reveal the theme to the bumper stumpers if you don't get those. But I was expecting this last one you would absolutely get, and all I can figure is the reason that you haven't is because you can't get through on the phone. So be listening for someone to hang up, and then it's your turn. It's probably not hard to find one of these in any medium or large-sized city in America, probably small ones too, but 100 years ago, it was rare. The oldest one still in operation is in Seattle. What is it? 888-876-5593. Debbie in Waukesha, what do you think?
I think I'm not right, but I can't go to bed without throwing this out there. A ferry boat?
It is not ferries, but that's a lovely guess. Thanks, and nighty-night, sleep well.
Thank you.
All right,
you
good
too.
Deal. Yeah. Yeah, sleep is sacred, and so get the most you can. Yeah, I've gotten into a bad habit now where I'm just absolutely not going to sleep before it's fully daylight, you know, like 7 in the morning. I'm like, this is not good. But, you know, what I really want is another planet. I want 30-hour days where I can sleep 10 and be up 20, but it doesn't work that way, as you probably well know as well. So 888-876-5593. I believe we're going to do a little chart action with Chuck in Downers Grove. All right, Chuck, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening, Raleigh.
Yeah.
Is
is that Westbound Artist? Would that be the Flaming Embers?
No, it would not.
Okay. And your Seattle, would that be a printing press?
It would not.
Okay. How about some 1959 charts?
All right. Any particular week?
I'll let you pick it up.
All right. Here's the week of May 11th. All right.
Okay.
All right. So number one, The Happy Organ.
Dave the Baby Cortez.
Number two, Sorry, I Ran All the Way Home.
The Impalas on Cub Records.
That's exactly right. Number three, Come Softly to Me.
The Fleetwoods.
Yes. Number four, Kookie, Kookie, Lend Me Your Comb.
Ah, Ed Burns.
Yes.
And Connie Stevens,
right? Yes, absolutely right, on Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers, right?
Number five, A Fool Such as I.
Elvis.
Yes. Number six, Kansas City.
Wilbert Harrison.
Number seven, Guitar Boogie Shuffle. That's tough.
The Virtues.
Yes.
The Virtues.
Very good. I'm very impressed. Number eight, Pink Shoelaces.
Dodie Stevens.
Absolutely, on Crystalette. Number nine,
Crystalette.
Turn Me Loose.
Oh, excellent. Fabian.
And number 10, I Need Your Love Tonight.
Elvis.
Yep, absolutely right. Let's see how far you go. Number 11 is Tell Him No.
Bob and...
Actually, it's someone in Bob, but I'll take it either way. They were on Sandy.
Tell him.
Come on.
Was it Travis and
Bob? Yes, absolutely.
Travis and Bob.
Travis and Bob. Tell him no, yes. Number 12, A Teenager in Love. Each night I ask the stars without fail.
Right,
yes.
Right. Dion and the Belmonts.
That's right. Why must it be a teenager in jail? All right. Number 13, Three Stars. What a smarmy record that was.
Tommy D?
Yes, absolutely, on Crest.
On Crest, yeah.
Number 14, Venus.
Frankie Avalon.
Yes, number 15, Enchantment.
On Chancellor.
Yes, absolutely right. That's right. And what's his name? I say what's his name because we don't remember him anymore, who turned it down, is regretting it to this day.
Yeah.
Yes, okay, Al, someone or other. All right, so number 15, Enchanted.
The Platters.
Yes. Number 16, Dream Lover.
Bobby Darin.
Number 17, That's Why.
Jackie Wilson.
Yes. Number 18, Take a Message to Mary.
Everly Brothers.
Yes. Number 19, Quiet Village.
Martin Denny.
Number 20, Only You. And if it's not the Platters, it must be...
Frank Purcell.
Yes, absolutely. Number 21, Tijuana Jail.
The Kingston Trio.
Yes. Number 22, Since I Don't Have You.
Ah, excellent. The Skyliners.
On Calico. Yes. Number 23, Battle of New Orleans.
Johnny Horton.
Yes. 24, Goodbye, Jimmy, Goodbye. Oh, God. On Felstead.
Yeah. Goodbye, Jimmy, goodbye.
Yep, that's it, all right.
It wasn't Kathy Young, was it?
It was a Kathy, all right. Not Kathy Young, but it was definitely Kathy. You can do
Kathy,
this.
Wait. Kathy Jean.
No. You can
no.
do this.
Ah.
Starts with an L.
Kathy Linden.
Yes, Kathy Linden is absolutely right.
Linden, okay.
Number 25 is So Fine.
Ooh, the Fiestas.
On Old Town. Number 26, Never
yes.
Be Anyone Else But You.
Ricky Nelson.
I'm afraid so. Number 27, Poor Jenny.
Everly Brothers.
Yeah, 28, Endlessly.
What did you... I'm sorry, you're cutting out on me.
Endlessly.
The Platters.
Endlessly was Brooke Brenton, but you made it all the way to number 28, and that's terrific, and you won, so hang on, don't go away, we'll get that address.
Okay.
All right, good deal. We have a winner, and we have two more hours of trivia coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio.
You're all in love, buying your pretty clothes, all the fine things that heaven only knows that I wish I could. You're all in love, dances and you sing, swing, says all the weird and new things that a playboy should. He's got charm, and when you're walking arm in arm, it hurts me so. Oh, but I just want you to know that it's not easy. Oh, heaven knows I've tried, and I wish the best for you. Push myself aside, and that's the greatest love, oh, that you ever find.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and it is Monday Night Trivia, so if it's Friday night, sit back and enjoy the show, but do not call. It's a replay. But Monday night, we're live, and I hope you'll join us every Monday night. It is Monday night, the 30th of January, and we have another 2 hours of Monday Night Trivia to go. 888-876-5593. Somehow I've disconnected Chuck. I swear to God I put him on hold, but John said, nope, Chuck disappeared before we got his address so we could send him a prize. He did really well. Yeah, 1959, and he got all the way to number 28. That was excellent. So the problem is that all the lines are busy right now, but Chuck, please call back. Find a way. That's right. When somebody hangs up, call back and give John your address because we want to make sure you get something. All right. So our bumper stumpers, yeah, you just heard another one. They have a theme. Now you've heard four of them, so the theme might become apparent. In any event, the record I just played obviously was a cover of the original. Yeah, Joe South wrote it. But 1978 on Palm Tree. And yes, he's a well-known artist. So who is it? All righty then, and our straggler. It's probably not hard to find one of these in any medium or large city in America today, but 100 years ago, it was rare. The oldest one still in operation is in Seattle. It doesn't matter geographically that it happens to be in Seattle. It's just there, all right? So don't let that sway your guesses. And other than that, they're probably in small cities, too. I don't know. I just don't have the numbers on that. But in medium and large cities, guaranteed. All right, so 888-876-5593. And I believe we have Valerie in Warrenville. Is that correct? Hello, Valerie.
Hey, my dear. How are you doing today?
Oh, I can't complain. Well, actually, I could, and I'm about to eat an insurance agent. But other than that, I'll spend the next couple hours forgetting about that before I pounce.
Okay. No ketchup allowed.
Yeah. Don't worry. So, what do you think?
Well, I heard somebody say fairies, and you said no.
That's
so
true.
That's awful. I'm going to try streetcars.
Not streetcars.
Okay.
Now, by the way, when I say they're in every medium and large size city, they really are. And you know streetcars aren't. So they're in every last one of them, I guarantee it.
Highway Cloverleaf.
No. But that's a nice guess.
Okay, so like buses. Transportation buses.
Nope. If you think of something else, call me back.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. So, 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, Steve in Newark, Illinois. What do you think, Steve?
I got a couple guesses. And,
okay.
What you just said made me kind of hesitate on the first, but let's try tattoo parlor.
Nope. What's the second?
Jail.
Jail. Oh, that, yeah, they are everywhere. No, I think they were here more than 100.
Little cities.
Yeah, more than 100 years ago, too. Yes, no, not jail. Okay.
All right.
Nice try, though.
This is assuming you.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Yeah, you know, over 100 years ago, they weren't always jails. I know Wickenburg, Arizona had a tree. They would attach the prisoner to the tree. I'm not making this up, and wait for someone in Phoenix to pick them up. All right, for all I know, they're doing it now. All right, Len in Downers Grove, welcome back to WGN Radio. Len. No, Dale. Oh, sorry. Dale. I changed your name and everything. Dale, there you are. What do you think?
Well, we're going to change it again, Raleigh. Because
okay.
It is G-A-I-L.
Oh, really? Well, then forgive John and me and everything. So, Gail. All right, hey. Gail. All right, well, we got it
now. No problem, Raleigh.
All right.
I'm listening to you every night on my 25-year-old CC Radio Plus, it says on the outside of it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, they hold up.
And it's fallen off my bed twice this year, and it rattles, but it still gets WGN.
Excellent. I'm hard on my toys, too, so I understand.
Well, I actually was going to ask you, because I am not electronically savvy, would it be a good idea for me to purchase a new one, because they're later and greater, but with the AM thing, I don't understand anything you talk about airwaves.
Well,
would it be better, here, more updated?
Well, here's the deal. Does the radio work perfectly fine now?
Correct.
Then I just wait. You know, if all you're doing is listening to AM and FM, and you can still get the stations you want to, and the push buttons still work the way you want them to, you know, and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, oh. I guess in good faith, I should say, oh, yes, buy the latest and greatest. But the truth of the matter is that those CC radios are such tanks that, I don't get rid of them until I do them in. And I am hard on my toys, so ultimately I do them in. But it usually takes me several years, so... I would say you're fine for now.
Okay, thank you, because sure. I had no idea if, you know, there were so many improvements that I would need to get with it.
Well, here's the deal. If you cared about Bluetooth, if you wanted to use it as a Bluetooth speaker, then the CC Radio 3 does make a nice Bluetooth speaker. If you want, for some reason, if you really wanted that 2-meter ham band, that's nice, because the radio you've got probably has the VHF television band, which is useless now. So, but...
I know, and I miss that, because I used to listen to old radio shows.
Of course. Of course, but, you know, that was TV repack. The FCC had to move off those frequencies, so nothing you can do about that. But so if you're using it primarily as an AM-FM radio and you're still getting good AM and FM, that's all you need.
Well, thank you so much for giving me the advice I needed.
Oh, sure. My pleasure.
I did call about your Seattle question, if I could throw an answer out there to you.
Yeah, what do you think?
I was wondering if it was glass making blast furnaces like Shillooly has there.
Oh, nice guess, not right.
Oh, I'm so sad, because I think he's just amazing.
Yeah.
I figured that if it wasn't the Ferris wheel there, it had to be glass.
Yeah. It isn't even close.
Oh. All right. I tried my best.
Yes, you did, and I hope you will.
Thank you, and I enjoy your program so much. I miss all late-night radio, but Steve and Johnny are back on Saturday night, so that makes me happy.
Yes, me too. No, that's terrific, we're glad to have you. So call anytime.
Okay, bye, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. So 888-876-5593, and I got a couple of first-time callers. How about that? Now let me say goodbye to Gail, not Dale, but Gail. Bye to Gail. And let's check out Len, and Len is in Park Ridge, Illinois. Welcome to WGN Radio, Len.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how about yourself?
Okay, I think it's a drawbridge.
Nice,
in Seattle.
Nice, but not right. No, remember, I'm saying that every medium and large city has one of these. Probably almost every small one, too. So drawbridges aren't everywhere.
Okay.
But if you
Thanks.
Think...
Thanks. Good night.
Call me again. I appreciate it.
Alrighty.
So I'm just saying that, not to criticize his answer, a lovely answer, but just to refine it. So Anthony is in Elmhurst, and he's a first-time caller as well. Welcome to WGN Radio, Anthony.
Hi.
Yeah, what do you think?
I was thinking about, how about tattoo parlors?
Nice, but not right.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Any other guesses?
Thought I'd be right.
Yeah.
No, out of guesses.
If you think of something else, you call me back, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. So, nice to meet Anthony, too. All right, so 888-876-5593. Yes, we will get to Suzanne, and we will get to, Paul may know the bumper theme. All right, that'll be interesting. And Rich in Madison has a guess, and James in the South Side, of course, has no shortage of them. So all this and more and another Bumper Stumper coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Bumper Stumpers on Monday Night Trivia. So, who are they? 1955. And what do they have in common with everybody else we're playing tonight? All right, so we will get back to that in moments, but our straggler is getting a lot of attention. It's probably not hard to find one in any medium or large-sized city in America today. All of them. But 100 years ago, it was rare. The oldest one still in operation today is in Seattle. But don't let that sway you. It has just happens to be in Seattle. It could have been somewhere else just as easily. 888-876-5593. Rich in Madison, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Hey, Rich.
Is it a public library?
It is not.
Is it a public swimming pool?
It is not.
Is it a Chinese restaurant?
It is not.
Is it a drive-in restaurant?
It is not.
Is it a phone booth?
It is not a phone booth.
Is it a golf course?
It is not a golf course. I think.
Now back to the drawing board.
Yes, call me back. Thanks, appreciate it. All right.
Bye-bye.
So all fine guesses. So see, that excluded a lot of things right there. All right, Paul in Woodstock is back. What do you think, Paul?
Well, I'm thinking the theme of the bumpers tonight. Is everybody like born in New Orleans by any chance?
Hell no. In fact, of everything we've played so far, only two were.
Okay. Well, those were the two that I was thinking maybe everybody was.
No. I'd say we got two out of Ohio so far. We got two out of Louisiana so far. This last one, I'm not sure where he was born. I'd have to look it up, but I will. But that's a nice guess, but not even close.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So where was this one born? Yeah. Cause it hasn't been guessed yet. So I'm going to, oh, he's born in Los Angeles. I thought that might be the case, but that usually they move there rather than being born there, but he born there. All right. And died in Moreno Valley. All right, so, yes, obviously our bumpers do not have geography in common. So, it's something else. Now, let's see, what are we doing with, Timothy in Salem, Virginia. Hello, Timothy.
I think I got one of the bumper stompers.
Yes.
Could it be Aaron Neville or the Neville brothers?
Well, it's absolutely Aaron Neville. You're 100% right. 1978 on Paper Tree. Oh, on Palm Tree.
I recognize that voice.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, he got that voice.
Yeah.
When he sang with Linda Ronstadt. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. And, of course, he had that huge hit with Tell It Like It Is. So,
yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, you're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Oh, can I take a shot at the...
Yes.
Would it be grocery stores?
It is not grocery stores. But that's all right. You're still a winner. Don't go anywhere. Stay where you are, and we'll put you on hold, and I will not disconnect you. I will. There, he's properly on hold. So, yeah, I feel really bad about Chuck here because Chuck never won anything before, so we don't know how to send him his prize. But and we'll try to do it more frequently than once a year. Well, actually, that was once every 13 months. But Angela is a first-time caller, and she's calling from Burlington, North Carolina. So hello, Angela.
Hello.
What do you think?
Is it a carousel?
It is not.
Oh, okay. Well,
nice guess,
though. That's the only answer I had.
All right. Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah.
And I like your show.
Great to have you. Call me again.
Sure will. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. And I'm not sure, but I don't think every medium and large city has a carousel. But so, again, this is ubiquitous. They all have them. All of them. But Howard in Glendale Heights knows his bumper. So what do you think, Howard?
I was thinking that was the moon glows.
Of course it's the moon glows. It's a flip side. What was the A side, do you know?
Yeah, boy.
you don't have to. I'm just letting you show off if you do.
Yeah, no, you always stump me on the follow up question.
Oh, that's all right. the A side was In My Diary.
Okay.
Which of course is a better known hit by the moon glows. But do you have any idea what the Moonglows have in common with Aaron Neville and Barbara George and the other two we played?
No, I didn't even hear much of many of the other ones because I just got on the radio about 20 minutes ago.
Well, very good. You are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. Good deal. So that's absolutely true. It was the moon. I knew that Moonglows was going to be easy. I just knew it. So, all right. We put Howard on hold, and we talked to Suzanne in Chicago. Hello, Suzanne.
How about a laundromat?
How about not?
Cafeteria?
No.
Health club?
No.
Do-it-yourself picture framing?
Oh, my God. No.
Discount stores?
No.
Daycare centers?
No.
I guess that's it.
Oh, well, if you think of something else, you call me back. All right, good deal.
What
thanks. Appreciate
it.
It's
so hard.
Well, you know, it's
What about a Dairy Queen type of ice cream store?
No.
Okay, that's it.
All right, thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Yeah, the reason they're so hard is because you can search them otherwise. And so I spend more time on these questions than you can imagine, because the problem is that, you know, trivia in the good old days, in the 60s, 70s, and even the 80s, you know, you could throw out a question and, you know, there was no internet. Well, now 99.9% questions that you'd ask are searchable. So I got to come up with either ways to word them or ways that they're not easily searchable. And that starts to get into some really weird questions, to say the least. But Adele in Springfield wants 20th century presidents, and I'm here to give them to you. Are you ready?
All right, all right, all right. How are you?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm doing good. Hey, I did get last week's question with nobody wants to touch it.
Yes.
I didn't catch your show last week.
Commercial airline headrests.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, in fact, that's...
Before we go on to my question.
Yes.
I had a couple of guesses.
Okay.
Maybe a radio station?
Nope.
An airport?
Nope.
Okay.
All right.
Like a film studio?
Nope.
Like a theater?
Nope.
Nope. Okay, that's what I got.
All right, well, then hang on, because we're hitting the news, and right afterwards, I will give you your presidential trivia question. I've already picked it right out. But in the meantime, we'll find out what's happening in the world at large with WGN Radio News right here on WGN Radio.
Here you come again. All sad and confused. Instead of you bringing me good news, you're always bringing me the blues. You know, sometimes you look better gone than you do coming. Now, I wouldn't lie on you for nothing in the world. But however, there's some things a man must tell. You got a body by Fisher, but your mind's by Mattel. You come to me when it makes you feel bad, and you tell me how it makes you feel sad. Lay your head on my shoulders and cry.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. I played that actually probably 4 months ago as a bumper stumper. And it was a different theme, though, entirely. But there it is again. It seemed to fit, and it's also one of my favorites. So, 1980 on Source. Who are they? And what's the theme? All right, so 888-876-5593. It's probably not hard to find one in any medium or large city in America today. They are ubiquitous, but 100 years ago, it was rare. The oldest one still in operation is in Seattle. What is it? All right, you can find them everywhere. What are they? All right, now Adele in Springfield wanted his presidential trivia, 20th century, I'll have you know. So are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Which 20th century president worked as a fashion model for Cosmopolitan and Look in the 19... Well, I won't give you the years, but in the 20th century.
Hmm. So he worked as a fashion model.
Oh, yes. And, in fact, he's on a cover. I'm looking right now at a cover.
Cosmopolitan, huh?
And Look, yes. And he absolutely was a president in the 20th century. And long before that, he was on Cosmopolitan. Obviously, the picture was not presidential.
Yeah. The only thing I can think of maybe that had the look for it would be JFK, but I wouldn't think that he would be on it. His father wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan was a movie star, so I'm thinking maybe go with Ronnie Reagan.
Gerald Ford.
Was he really?
And Gerald Ford was on the cover of Cosmopolitan in April of 1942 with Phyllis Brown. He is in uniform kissing her. And,
interesting.
Yes, on the cover of Cosmo.
Was he a looker? Because I don't remember.
Well,
I'm very old.
Yeah, not particularly, but if you look at this picture, you'll see that it doesn't matter. But it's absolutely him, yes, April of 42. Gerald Ford and Phyllis Brown on the cover of Cosmo.
That's why I like to pick some of these trivias, because you always learn something. It's just not about song.
Well,
I did that.
I look for the questions that you can't easily answer, and when I saw this one, I said, oh, man, there's my question.
It's a good one, and I'm glad I learned it.
All right, thanks. Appreciate
it. You have a good one.
You too. All right, so, well, we knew it wasn't LBJ, right? All right. Well, maybe a horror magazine, but all right. So 888-876-5593. And you don't get it by the end of next hour. I reveal it because it is a straggler. It's probably not hard to find one of these in any medium or large-sized city in America, but 100 years ago, it was rare. The oldest one still in operation is in Seattle. What is it? All right, so you don't have to tell me what the oldest one is. You just have to tell me what are these that are found everywhere today. So, Ari in Harrison, Arkansas. All right, Ari, thanks for calling WGN.
Hey, Raleigh, good evening.
Thanks. How about you? What's going on?
It's pronounced Ari, just to be picky.
Ari, okay, Ari, I'll get that right next
bueno,
time.
Thank you. Okay, great. I'm doing fine, and we are thankful to still have electricity.
Well,
we had a loss earlier this week of power, and we finally got turned back on, and now we have an ice storm in the Ozarks.
Oh, man. So, like, was it all of Boone?
Darn it.
Was it all of Boone County that was in the dark, or what?
Well, you know what? In this area, there are 59,000 outages, and I think that's about everybody.
Oh, that is. Man, did it...
in the Free County area.
Did it extend...
That's the entire population.
Did it extend over to Flippin? You know, I hope the Ranger Boat Factory was okay.
Well, you know, I meant to ask you that. I spoke to you one time previously, and you said you had a lot of fun. I figured you must have went up to the lake and test drove one of Forest Woods boats.
Yeah, aren't they wonderful? Yeah. Yes.
To make your eyes water, it's like being on the fastest damn bike you've ever been on.
Well, it is.
Incredible.
It's just great.
And this is stable.
It was many decades ago, and I remember afterwards I had called to check in on my adopted mom, and she said, "Well, what are you doing?" And I said, "Oh man, you won't believe it. These Ranger boats, man, you're talking 70 miles an hour on the water." And without missing a beat, she said to me, "Dear, how fast do the bass go?" And I said, "That's not the point." And so ever since then.
You just got to get to the fishing hole faster than the guy behind you.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Yes, but she was imagining I was chasing them. I'm like, no.
Wow, great. Certainly, you know what, that bumper music certainly live up to the term bumper.
Yes.
I love that. You've got a great selection always. And my guess on your, I just have one thing to guess on your trivia question would be King TV in Seattle.
Oh, that's nice. No. And so it's not television.
Darn it.
Yeah, it's not television.
Okay.
And of course, I'm an alum of King Radio, so it's near and dear my heart.
Yeah.
Yes, but or
I
not.
Don't know why that stuck out on me. I'm not online. I've not been researching it. I just thought, well, that King TV is really old.
Yeah, no, this is older than that. And it doesn't matter.
So it won't be KDKA?
No, it's not.
KDKA is
not.
Oh, you said it's not television.
It's not, exactly. And we don't care what the oldest one is. We just want to know what they are. So
okay.
You can find them anywhere.
So it's not a kinetoscope then?
I'll bet you okay. There's one in Harrison.
I imagine.
Now I got to look it up to see if I can find.
Well, we were a dry county up till just a few years ago, so don't bet on too many things.
Well,
okay.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Well, after all, you are talking about the most hateful small town. All right, good
it's
deal.
It's a beautiful area here.
It is.
It actually is. It's very rural and agricultural for the most part.
No, it's very nice. Very nice. And healthy, too. All those hot springs. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fresh air, mountains, forest.
All right, but
clean water.
Yes, they've got them in. Even though it sounds weird, they've got them in Boone County. So there you go. All right.
Well, I appreciate your time. You got a wonderful program.
Thanks. Great to hear from you. Thanks.
Thank you, Raleigh.
So 888-876-5593. Yes, they definitely do. All right. So that is the deal. Probably not hard to find one in any medium or large size city in America today. I'd say most small cities, too. I just don't know that for sure. But let's see. We're going to take a guess with Dave in Morris, Illinois. What do you think, Dave? Dave. Okay, Dave stopped thinking. Well, it happens, but I appreciate the call. So Jeff is a first-time caller, and he is in LaPorte, Indiana. All right, Jeff, thanks for calling WGN.
Yes.
So what do you think?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
My first guess was like a traffic light or a stoplight.
No. What's next?
I would say a sewer system.
No. What's next?
Those are my two guesses.
Those are very nice guesses, and boy, I sure wish we had a sewer system here, but no, no dice. All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Sure.
Yeah, that's our coming sewer system. Yeah, for the last 20 years it's been coming. They haven't broken ground yet. And so everybody's on cesspool, and you don't want to hear the story. 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And let's see, who is... Marianne knows a bumper. So very good. So, Marianne, what do you think?
Hi.
Yeah.
I'm back.
She's back. All right.
I'm thinking this is Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes.
Absolutely right.
I should be your lover.
Absolutely right. Yes, and that's the side I can play on the radio. I can't play the other side.
Oh, why?
Oh, God. Because
is it like, you know the rodeo song?
Oh, yes. And let me tell you about the rodeo song. And, of course, for people who don't know about the bucking song, we play that regularly, and every time we play it, we get a complaint from someone who said, "I'm going to call the FCC for what you're saying." And before I even ask what it is, I says, "No, ma'am, that's the bucking song. That's the rodeo song." Oh, excuse me. Yeah, so it's the same every time. Yes. No, it's not that. It's part of the soliloquy, and you can't play that anymore. But nonetheless, you know, if you think he's dissing her with "You Got a Body by Fisher and a Mind by Mattel," no, he's just getting started. Yeah, but you're right. So hang on, don't go away.
Okay.
All right. So, and that's one that I used to play on vinyl, and I finally said no, no, because I can't chance it, because, you know, I might play the wrong side, and then it's like, oh, man, there'll be paperwork. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Cynthia's in Park City. What do you think, Cynthia?
I'm thinking, hello, by the way.
Yes. Hi.
I'm thinking a cafe.
Yes, but not right. Sorry about that.
Okay.
If you think of something else, you call me back. All right, so cafe, fine. All right, so no. Now let's see. Karen in Chicago. What do you think, Karen?
Hi. I've got a couple of guesses. First of all, used car dealer.
Next.
Taxi cabs.
Next.
Buses.
Next.
Pharmacy.
Next. Big finish.
Pet shop.
Next. Call me back if you think of another six.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye. Appreciate it. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh, I say you get half a dozen guesses, and James is ready to give all half a dozen. All right, James, what do you think?
Okay. Thanks for taking my call.
Always.
Okay. I'm going to say, okay, street lights.
Next.
Okay, highways.
Next.
Okay, I'm going to say, sidewalks.
Nope. Next.
Okay, I'm going to go with, let's see, fire hydrants.
Okay, big finish. What's the sixth?
Okay, going to go with searchlights.
Nope. Call me back when you think of another six.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Yep, and I'll tell you, none of them were close. Not even in the ballpark. All right, so 888-876-5593. Dave and Morris, we think, is back. Are you there, Dave? No. All right, well, I don't know. I thought we hung up on Dave when he wasn't there the first time. So we'll do that now and see if we can. There we go. All right, there's a line available for you if you'd like it. 888-876-5593. And we'll get to Bob in Willowbrook and Mark in Downers Grove. And Bob's got some guesses and Mark wants charts. So we're happy to do that. And Steve in Newark has yet another guess. So we'll take that one coming up next as well. And another bumper stumper. Maybe you'll get the theme. Or if not, maybe you'll get the group. I think you will. We'll see. Coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So there it is, a bumper stumper. It fits perfectly within our theme, and absolutely, it's a well-known group. So who are they? Yes, that was 1956, by the way. 888-876-5593. But of great interest is, of course, our straggler question, which we'll reveal at the end of next hour if you don't get it. It's probably not hard to find one of these in any medium or large city in America today. They're ubiquitous. They're probably in almost all small cities, too. I just don't know. But 100 years ago, it was rare anywhere. The oldest one that is still in operation is in Seattle. What are they? 888-876-5593. You don't have to know what the oldest one is, just the category. What are they? So, Suzanne in Chicago is going to take a guess. What do you think, Suzanne?
Miniature golf?
Nope, but interesting.
Bridal shops?
Nope.
Formal rental wear?
Nope.
That's it.
Okay, thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right, so, yeah, you get up to half a dozen guesses, and you can call back as many times as you want. We do this mostly for the fun of it. The prices aren't worth the postage, but you do get something eventually. And Steve is in Newark, so what do you think, Steve?
Well, let's try Mark Street Crossings.
Nope. What else?
Alleys.
Nope. What else?
Sushi bar.
Yeah, I like that. No.
I'm done.
All right, thanks. I appreciate the trying.
I'll wait for the end. I can't do it anymore.
Okay, good. Thanks. Well, I'll tell you, I guess, sushi bar is probably closer than a lot of the answers we've had. But no, I don't want to say that because then you start thinking along those lines and no. All right, but yeah, when I was looking at some of the possibilities, I thought, well, it's not that far-fetched comparatively. Bob in Willowbrook, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Queen of Radio Land.
How are you, Bob?
Okay, here I am to embarrass myself once again.
Oh, good.
Okay, here we go. Dry cleaners.
No.
Skating rink.
No.
Hot dog stand.
No.
White Castle.
No. Got two
bowling
more to go.
Bowling alley.
Bowling alley, nice. Nope. And one more, big finish.
Pizzeria.
Nope. If you think of six more, call me back.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Appreciate it. All right. So I shouldn't say pizzeria. I'm getting hungry. Yeah, I'm getting hungry by your guesses. I knew it was bound to happen. And let's see. Dawn in Buffalo Grove, what do you think? Welcome back to WGN.
Okay. Hi, maybe gas stations?
Not gas stations. But if you
am
think
I close?
No, actually, you're not.
Oh.
But thanks for trying. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Yeah.
At least I don't think you're close. I guess it would depend on how you associate things in your mind. But the way my mind works, no, she's not close. All right, Sam and Gurney, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. I've done so poorly up till now, it's going to sound like I'm trying to blame somebody else for my answers, but I'm being sincere. My brother actually called me, and he had a couple of shots. He didn't want to call in, but he thought that maybe it might be either a fire station.
Nope.
Or a slot machine.
Nope.
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 Okay, I'll let them know.
All right, thanks for trying. I appreciate
thanks.
It. All right, so yes, now let's see what we're doing here. I don't think there are slot machines in every town in America, pretty much every small town. I don't think so, but you just never know. All right, so we're going to get to Mark and his charts. Yes, he wants 1967. Ugh, somebody has to. And Frank, though, is a first-time caller, and Frank is going over bumpers with John. So we'll see how he does on that in moments. Then we have another hour of trivia coming up, All right, so Frank, a first-time caller in Kenosha, welcome to WGN Radio.
Raleigh, how are you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
I listen to you every night.
Thank you.
That is when the new hockey on.
Yeah. So you heard a bumper,
Yes.
And it is?
Ohio Players, Payne.
Absolutely right. 1971 on Westbound. You're 100% right. Do you have any idea what it has in common with every other song we played? Or every other artist we played?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
Well, you don't have to. You've already won. Hang on. Don't go away. All right,
okay.
So good deal. So good to meet Frank, and he wins. All right, so we put him on hold. So there we go. So John can get his address, and I talked to Jim in Rockford. So hello, Jim. Welcome back to WGN.
Hi, Riley. I like your show.
Thank you.
Like when the people call in.
Yeah.
I wondered if it was parking meters.
It is not.
It was a drinking fountain?
Nope.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Bye.
So let's Let's see what we can do here with, Mark in Downers Grove. Do we have time for this? Well, we can at least have time to start. So, all right. So, Mark, firstly, how you feeling?
Oh, I'm pretty mellow, and I'm moving on Wednesday.
That was my next question. So it's Wednesday for the move.
Yes. If the check from a certain church in Geneva, Illinois, comes tomorrow to the apartment building, actually it would be two checks because they want a separate check for the security deposit and a separate check for the first month's rent. But okay. I have a trivia guess. How about brewery or microbrewery?
Neither.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything else.
And you want January 30th, 1967. So hang on, and when we come back from the news, we will do it to it. Don't go away. All right.
So,
yes, indeed. And you'll see why 1967 was musically a forgettable year, but right now we'll find out what's going on in the world at large, as usual, from WGN Radio.
Hey, boy, I got some talk for you. Telling everyone how much I love you, but to hear you say it, nobody ever guess you love me too. You make our love seem like a one-sided thing, with me just a puppet that you dangle on a string. So I'm warning you. Or you and I are through, yeah, we're through. Now if I knew you didn't care, I'd say goodbye to you. But you better change before it's too late and stop taking me for granted.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so there's your bumper stumper, well-known artist. Who is she? All right, the trick is getting through, I admit it. And right now every line is busy, but it won't be soon. Now, it's primarily busy because you have either wanted your own category, such as Mark, and we'll get back to his January 1967 charts here in a moment, or whatever category is your interest, but you're probably trying to answer the straggler. And we'll reveal that at the end of this hour if you don't get it, because we've held it over from last week, and we never do that more than 2 weeks in a row. I try to put you out of your misery. It's probably not hard to find one in any medium or large-sized city in America. They're everywhere. But 100 years ago, they were rare. The oldest one still in operation is in Seattle. You don't have to tell me what that one is. You just have to tell me what it is that you can find everywhere. What is it? 888-876-5593. And like I say every medium and large size city because I'm sure that. It's probably every small size city too. I just have no way to know. But ubiquitous. That's what I'd call it. So what is it? We're going to get to Joan in a moment, a first time caller. She's got a guess, but we're in the middle of Mark in Downers Grove doing some charts here. So Mark, are you ready?
Okay.
All right. So
as ready as I'll ever be.
All right. That would be the last week of January, which is January 28th, 1967. That's your year. Number one, I'm a Believer.
Oh, the Monkees.
Number two, Tell It Like It Is.
Oh boy.
We had him as a bumper stumper earlier and someone got it right.
Johnny Mathis?
No, Aaron Neville.
Oh. Aaron Neville. Oh, similar singer. Oh dear.
That's, okay, I'm not gonna ask how your mind works. Number three.
No. Snoopy
versus the Red Baron.
The Royal Guardsman.
Absolutely. Number four, Georgia Girl.
Ah, the Seekers with Judas
Murdoch.
Who cares?
Yes. Number five, Words of Love.
Oh, Mama Cass, the Mamas and the Papas.
Yes, number six, Standing in the Shadows of Love.
Oh, the Four Tops.
Yes, number seven, Good Thing.
Oh, Jan and Dean?
Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Paul Revere. Oh, yeah, Paul Revere and the Raiders. Doggone it. All right.
Number eight, Nashville Cats.
Oh, the Lovin' Spoonful.
Yes, number nine, Kind of a Drag.
The Box Tops.
Well, no, the Buckinghams.
Oh, the Buckingham. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, the Buckinghams.
And they're a Chicago group. All right. Well, you got to get number 10 right or you don't win. You ready?
Yeah.
We ain't got nothing yet.
Well, it looks like I'm not going to win this time.
Oh, my God. Well, that's very rare. We ain't got nothing yet. It was the Blues Magoos on Mercury.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well, I now know my 67 a little better than I did before.
Wow. Well, man, I'll tell you, this is a momentous night. I don't think you've ever lost to charts before. I
might have won.
I don't think so. I think it's a this day in history. This doesn't happen often. I'm sure you'll win next week.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Raleigh.
All right.
Bye.
And next week, Mark will hopefully be ensconced in the new location to which he is moving on Wednesday if the checks come through. All right. Now, let's see. Let's see what we are doing. Joan is a first-time caller in Chicago. Hello, Joan. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, hi, Raleigh. How about streetlights?
Not streetlights. What else?
Not like streetlights. Okay, now how about a drive-in, you know, where you get shakes and hamburgers?
Nope. What's next?
Nope. Okay, next thing is movie drive-in.
Nope. What's next?
Oh, darn. Okay, well, thanks, Raleigh. You got a wonderful show.
I hope you'll call me again. Thanks.
Oh, thank you, right. Raleigh. Thank
okay.
you. Bye-bye,
Joan.
Girl.
All right. Good to meet Joan. So let's see. What are we doing now? Now, what are we doing? All right. All right. We have, let's see here. Suzanne in Chicago is back with probably another half dozen. All right, Suzanne.
I was originally thinking about museums such as planetarium or aquarium like we have in Chicago, but that wouldn't be everywhere. So now I'm thinking of a personal aquarium like you see in restaurants or the hospital or public places or even in homes.
Uh-huh. Not right.
That's it.
That's it? That's the whole thing? You're done?
Yeah, I'm worn out.
Oh, well. All right. Thanks for trying.
Okay.
Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888-RALEIGH. And okay, of course, we knew it would happen. James is back with another half dozen guesses. All right, James. So let's have them. Guess number one.
Oh, no, this is James in Oregon.
Oh, I'm sorry. James in Oregon. Okay. Do you have half a dozen guesses?
Oh, no. I got maybe two.
I'll take them both. What do you think?
I want to say Starbucks.
Not Starbucks.
No, because they're more than a coffee shop. I know somebody guessed a coffee shop.
Yeah,
One I did call in is I was going to say, now, lady called in and said street lights, but I wasn't talking about, like, lighting in the streets, but, like, traffic signals?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll listen for the answer then later.
All right, I'm counting on it. Thanks.
All right.
So, yes, and I will reveal, the show will not go on without me revealing tonight. I should say the show will not go off. All right, now, let's see. Did I just hang up on some? I might have. I hope not. All right, so let's see. Brian and Joliet, heard a bumper, he knows. What do you think, Brian?
Hello again, Raleigh. My pick for the last bumper is the Great Mary Wells.
Absolutely true. That was 1966 on Movie Tone, a division of 20th Century Fox. It was an album cut on the Ooh album. You are a winner.
Thank you.
All right. Any idea what that theme is yet?
No idea, Raleigh.
All right, well, I'll reveal that too. Don't go away. All right, true confessions. I was working on themes before the show, and I actually had to discard three of them because I have to come up with at any time 11 records, you see, to do this. And so I one thing, and then another thing, then a third thing, and finally, I came up with this theme. And so far, so good. Except it's obviously clear as mud. So let's see. We're going to get to Eric and Joshua Tree. Yes. And we are absolutely praying for Maxwell. You betcha we are. Sherry in Naperville. Judy is a first-time caller, though. And before we do anything else, we're going to see what Judy's guess is. So, Judy, welcome to WGN Radio. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Great show.
Thanks. What do you think? What's your answer?
Old-fashioned coffee makers?
Nope. Got any other guesses?
Well, no, but thank you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll pick it up right there, and we'll talk to Sherry and Eric and you too coming up on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Day to make me feel so very small. No, you don't love me now. I've got a feeling someday, somehow, and it's gonna be too late. Darling, there you go again.
There you go again.
Hey. In front of all our wonderful friends. Ooh. Baby, I've been true to you. Ooh. You better treat me like you used to do.
Don't want me back.
And it's gonna be too late.
You want me back.
And I see you run on, baby. You gonna
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And we've got about, 40 minutes left of Monday Night Trivia before we reveal the answer to the question. But if you get it first, then we'll all know. So it's probably not hard to find one in any medium or large city in America today. But 100 years ago, it was rare. The oldest one still in operation is in Seattle. We don't care that it's there. We don't care what the name of it is. We just want to know, what is this? That they're everywhere now. They're just everywhere. But 100 years ago, they were nowhere. So what are they? 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. And that takes us back to Erica and Maxwell. Eric, I'm sorry. My God, I keep changing his gender. That is terrible. Eric and Maxwell. Sorry about that, Eric.
Well, thank you. I am a gay person, so you can feminize me.
Well, that's fine, but we still don't want to feminize you. Yeah, that's not right.
I am from Minnesota, so I'm going to say oopta.
Yes, okay.
Anywho.
Yeah.
I have a guess, actually, on your deal.
Oh, you do?
Is it like a public bath?
It is not. Interesting, though.
Is it a public toilet?
No.
Okay.
No, it is
not.
That's
not why I'm calling. I did guess Neville. I guessed Aaron Neville.
Yes.
Or one of the Neville brothers.
Yes, Aaron.
John said somebody already said it.
Yep, we got that.
And then my other thing is, can you expand to me on how J.D. McPherson is so good?
Oh, well, normally I don't do that on Monday Night Trivia, but let me just try to do it quickly.
And can I ask you the record company's name again? I need to write this down.
Oh, on...
Heichel.
On J.D. McPherson. He's on Rounder Records. He's also on High Style.
That's right.
But Rounder.
That's right, High Style.
Yeah, but
Rounder.
Rounder, yep. Yeah. And he's originally from Broken Arrow in Oklahoma, and he actually originally was a junior high school teacher, but he loved teaching, but hated administration, and he said, screw this, I'd really rather be singing and playing.
Do you like him?
You know,
think he's all right?
He's all right. It's not particularly my cup of tea, but I'm with him in spirit. You know, he obviously loves 50s rock and roll and loves rockabilly, and he's had a number of things out over the years, and he's been, I think the first album he put out was like more than 10 years ago, 2012 on Rounder. I think it was Signs and Signifiers, and then about 4 or 5 years
ago. Wasn't his father in the business?
I don't know. I always assumed his dad was probably farming because I know they grew up, out in truly the middle of nowhere on a cattle ranch, and his father ran the cattle ranch and had been in the military. His mother was a church minister, and he took up guitar as a kid because basically he was in the middle of nowhere. What else was there to do? So he played, but like I say, graduated from University of Tulsa and taught, and figured he thought he'd teach forever, but he hated it being, you know, the administration. He hated that, so he decided he'd do music, and that's when he came to the attention of High Style, and they produced his debut album, the one I mentioned, Signs and Signifier, and Rounder is the company that actually released it. And then more recently, last year, was on tour with Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. They did a Raise the Roof tour. Yes, Robert Plant
and
Alison Krauss.
Pretty big time.
It was pretty big time, yes. And he was both the opening act and the lead guitarist. So
he's good. I knew I liked him.
Yes,
I discovered him with a couple of. He sang a Frogman Henry song.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah. So
and he did a good job at it.
Absolutely. So, there's like 5 albums to date. But I'll try to remember, I'll write it down, to play you something from one of those albums tomorrow night.
That'd be groovy.
Okay.
Great for Max, you guys.
Thank you. All right. Thanks for calling back. Appreciate it. All right. So, J.D. McPherson, you betcha. All right. Now, 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And let's see. We're also going to talk to Nick about synchronous transmitters. All right. We'll do that on Monday night, too. And, I did my homework. I found out more about that. So we're talking about KOB in Albuquerque. But anyway, Laura in Willowbrook, welcome back to WGN Radio. Hello, Laura.
All right. Thanks, Rally. Sorry for the delay.
No problem. What do you think? What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I just have a feeling. I didn't hear the whole question about the trivia, but I'm just going to throw a shot in the dark. A couple of guesses have to do with transportation, so I'm thinking a subway station train.
Nope.
How about a regular train station?
Nope. So let me give you the question so you know what the question is. It's probably not hard to find one in any medium or large-sized city in America. All of them have them. But 100 years ago, it was rare. The oldest one still in operation is in Seattle. What is it?
Okay. Observation tower?
Nope.
Water tower?
Nope.
Elevated train tracks?
Nope.
Oh, shoot. I give up.
All right. If you think of something else, call me back. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. And I will reveal, like I say, it's a straggler from last week, so it gets revealed at the end of the night tonight if nobody gets it. Karen in Chicago is back.
Hi. Yeah. A barber shop?
Nope.
Beauty salon?
Nope.
Jewelry store?
Nope.
A shoe store?
Nope.
No, sorry.
All right, thanks for trying.
Anyway.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Yeah, I don't know. Anymore in small towns, most of those things are just drying up. But no, it's not any of those. All right, so Marion is in Newton, Kansas. All right, Marion.
Hi, Rolly.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for your show. I really appreciate it. I'm going to guess a pharmacy.
That's nice. It's not right, but it is nice.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for trying. It's a very well thought out guess. Yeah, the only thing wrong with it is it's just not right. So other than that, it's It's perfect. We'll get to James on the South Side and Sherry in Naperville and another bumper stumper coming up, and Nick in Baltimore going to talk about, that synchronous transmitter and more right here. But in the meantime, we'll trundle on over to the WGN Radio newsroom to find out what they've been up to for the last hour right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's another bumper stumper, well-known artist. What's he have in common with all our other artists? And what is that? So, yeah, that's right. What is that? You let me know. 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. So time is a marching on. And if you don't know, I'd say in less than 20 minutes I'll reveal the answer. I'll also reveal all the bumper stumpers and the theme, but it's probably not hard to find one of these in any medium or large city in America today. They're all over the place, but 100 years ago, they were very rare. The oldest one still in operation is in Seattle. Doesn't matter what that is, doesn't matter that it's there, it just happens to be the oldest one. But they're everywhere, so what are they? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And Chris is a first-time caller. He's in Ashton, Illinois. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Raleigh, this is Chris.
Oh, thank you.
My guess is a grocery store.
Nice, but not right.
All righty. Thank you. Listen to you all the time.
Terrific. Call me again.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah. All right. Nice to meet Chris. Always good to hear from you if you're out there. Sometimes I'm talking to myself, so it's always good to know when I'm not. All right. So let's see. Sam and Gurney. What do you think, Sam? So wait, Sam can't say anything because I don't have him on the air. Now I do. Hello, Sam. There, now you're on the air. All right, Sam.
Okay. I'm going to take a shot at two. I would try either an electrical opening, like a self-opening door, or a rotating door.
No.
Nope.
Nice guess, but no.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right. No, not close. All right, so Leah in Marcus Hook. Now, firstly, Leah, tomorrow's the day you go to the doctor, right?
Oh, no, that was today.
It was. Oh, man. Okay, so what happened?
A whole lot of nothing.
What?
They said basically that I've had them since 2017. They're not causing the pain. They don't know what is.
Well, what are they going to do?
Nothing.
What, they told you just go away and suffer?
Yeah, basically, go back to my doctor, go back to my primary.
Oh, my God. So now, by the way, the OBGYN, if she thinks you've had it since 2017, did you have other tests in 2017 that would have told her that?
No.
Then how does she know 2017? Is she a psychic?
No.
Well,
I think that's what it said on the CT scan.
report.
All right. Well, then you must have had another scan in 2017.
I must have.
Right.
But I don't remember.
Right. But you had one, and apparently you had one in the same place, and that radiologist referred to the previous study and probably said, oh, you have a copy of this, right?
No.
You need one.
Okay.
You need a copy of all your medical tests all the time, whether it's even as simple as a blood count or something as complex as imaging. You want it all. Your own copies.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'll call him tomorrow and get him to send me one.
Right, because apparently what she's saying is that the radiologist referenced an earlier study and said that it was apparently the same. So this this gynecologist, did she examine you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, thoroughly.
And
oh, and I liked her. She's really nice.
Okay,
she's
good.
Thorough.
Good. So when she was thorough, and that's excellent, did she find anything else of which she was concerned?
No.
Okay.
She did say I have the thing that I've been trying to convince the doctors that I have since 2017. And they've been telling me, no, I don't have it, diverticulosis.
Okay. And she says
I had a colonoscopy in 2017, and they said, no, you don't have diverticulosis. And I've been trying to convince them that I do have it because I have all the symptoms of it. And they said, no, you don't have it. You don't have it. You don't have it because the colonoscopy didn't show it. But it says on the CT scan report that I do have it.
Okay. So did she give you any guidance at all about who to contact, or did she just say go back to your primary?
She just said go back to my primary.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to do that, but have a copy of the report with you so that you can underline the things that are there.
Yeah. Well, that's where the report came from.
I know, but you want your own copy. You don't want somebody telling you what you don't have when you've got a report that says you've got it.
Yeah, so.
Oh, man.
Another doctor that I saw a couple months ago is saying I might have pancreatitis.
Well, God, that's a favorite of mine. I have that all the time, but it doesn't sound like it. But in any event, all possible, and they can take a look at that too. And there's also some blood tests they can run that'll be enlightening on that as well.
And I lost 30 pounds since I've been sick.
Congratulations! Did you want to?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I guess that's a side benefit. We'll just look at that
it's
as part of the good
benefit,
news.
All right. Yes.
Excellent.
I always have to look on the bright side of things.
Well, that's right. That's right. Well, hopefully you don't sound like you're in a lot of pain. So either the drugs are really working or you're in less pain.
The drugs are really working.
Well, there you go. All right.
I
so
went to refill my medical marijuana on Sunday. So.
All right. All right. So with that in mind and your drug induced haze, what do you think the answer is?
Is it hospitals?
No. And thank God for that. All right. So keep me posted.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Raleigh.
Appreciate it. Oh, man. I thought it was tomorrow. I had it on my calendar tomorrow. So, all right. Well, I guess no news is no news at this point. That's all I can say about that. Now, let's see what we're doing here. Gosh. Well, Trisha's a first-time caller. All right. And Trisha is in Bainbridge Island. All right, Trisha, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you. Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so excited to call in, and I think I have the answer.
Okay, let me hear it.
Department store.
It's not.
No way.
It's not. Nope. No Nordstrom's, no nothing.
I can't even believe it.
Yeah, nope.
Nordstrom.
Yeah, I know.
I can't even believe that.
I know.
Not the answer.
I know. I'm really kind of ticked off at Nordstrom. I had a credit card from them for years and years when they were just like a little sliver of plastic. They weren't plastic. They were metal. And my number was something like 130 or whatever. I mean, it was that low. And they do these new cards now where somebody else, and about 5 years ago, I got this long number. And I'm like, oh, I don't want a long number. I want my 3-digit number back. And they were not interested.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, well.
Good old Nordstrom. Well, shoot, I was certain I had it.
But I'm
okay, I can't wait to find out the answer.
You will know in less than 15 minutes, and thanks, and call me again.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right, good
bye-bye.
Deal. Yeah, I was so excited. Yeah, I kept that Nordstrom thing. It was like, you know, hey, this has been around since, like, I don't know, the early 60s at the late, maybe earlier. Yeah, I don't want to date myself too much, but yeah, now they gave me this long number. Jeffrey, a first-time caller in Portland. All right, Jeffrey.
Oh, hi, hi, Rockstar. How are things going?
Yeah, how about yourself? Thanks for calling.
I'm doing okay. Well, I have a crack at the trivia question. I have a suspicion, is it the ferry system up in Seattle?
It is not. That's why I say it just happens this is in Seattle. It certainly wouldn't have to be. It just happens the oldest one is still there. But they're everywhere now. And they got them in Portland. They definitely have them in Portland.
So bus stops?
Nope.
And what is it? Was it buses or a central train station?
Nope.
Okay. I mean, they have a monorail, but that's been around since the 60s, yeah. So I don't.
Well, right.
I'm struck out. Could I get tribute on 20th century presidents?
Well, let's see what we can do here. Let's find out. Let's see. Well, I know that one. Well, you probably know this one, too. But here we go. Who was the only U.S. president in the 20th century, actually in any century, to lead a labor union? You should be able
FDR?
To do this. No. Think again. Just think hard of who this has to be. You give up?
Yeah, I give up.
You're ready to really hit yourself over the head? It was Ronald Reagan. He was president of the Screen Actors Guild.
Well, I know that is a union. Yeah,
damn right it's a union. You better believe it's a union. Man, if you're a signatory and violate those rules, you'll find out how quickly it's a union. So
I forgot he did that before he became governor of California.
Yeah, that's how Nancy got up to him. She just went to him claiming she had questions. That's the way she met him, because she heard that he was going through a divorce with Jane Wyman. So she asked him about the Red Scare and the House Un-American Committee, and that's how they met.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you for your time.
Well, call me again. We'll do it again.
Okay.
All right, appreciate it.
I will.
Right,
bye.
So, yeah, I was sure he'd get it. Well, anyway, that's the deal. But so I guess, yeah, in a way, it's a trick question, right? Because who thinks about SAG being a union? Like I say, but if you're a signatory, and as you can tell, you can hear it in my voice, I've been a signatory. Just, man, I mean, you forget to send pension and welfare or something? Oh, my God. Dennis is a first-time caller in Palatine. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Riley. This is Dennis.
Yes.
My guess is buses.
It is not buses.
Oh, thanks anyway.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
Enjoy your show. Bye now.
Good to hear from you. All right, so we get to meet Dennis, too, and hopefully he will call us back. All right, so let's see. What are we doing here? Well, we've got Sherry. We've got James. We've got Nick. I promised Nick we'd talk, and we will. And yes, I promise you I'd reveal everything, so I'll do that, too, coming up on Monday Night Trivia here on WGN Radio. Oh, you know, I was about to play another bumper, and I realized we're running out of time. So we're going to delay that. We're going to defray it, remove it, forget about it, and all that. If you know the theme, that's great. But in the meantime, I want to get as many people in here as I can. I also, by the way, looked up my answer during the during the commercial break, and I said the oldest one still in operation is in Seattle. Well, the reality is it would be the oldest one, but it did close. All right, it closed in 2015, but it was certainly the longest running and the oldest. But there are other ones in Seattle, I guarantee you, and everywhere else. So, but just for the sake of accuracy, it closed. But yeah, it was around since the 1930s. So, all right, now with that in mind, what does Steve in Newark think? Welcome back to WGN Radio.
My final two answers are ice cream shop.
Nope.
Or a candy store.
Good try. Talk to you next week. All right, thanks.
I'm waiting for the answer.
All
Thank
right,
you,
I promise. I will put you out of your misery before we do anything else. So Sherry in Naperville's got some guesses. What do you think, Sherry?
Hi, I'm going to give you David's guess first.
Okay.
Because I said, what's in Seattle? You've been there, sister. But anyway, Fresh Fish Market?
Nope, and it doesn't matter that it's in Seattle. It just happened to be.
No, I understand that, but I figured 100 years ago, it was hard to get fresh fish to different
right. You're right, but, that, but that's not it. What's your guess?
Okay. My guess is public library?
Nope.
And then also a steakhouse?
Nope.
In Montana? Okay. Radio tower?
Nope.
All right. Bed and breakfast?
Nope.
Oh, geez. Massage parlor?
Nope.
Okay, well, he said it was risque back then during the gold rush.
Though. Well, it can be risque now, depending on where you go. All right.
Well, my point is that was kind of
free-for-all. Yeah, not it.
I think that's my six, right?
Yeah, I think so. All right, Sherry, we'll talk to you later in the week.
Okay, love you.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye. Appreciate it. All right, so let's see. All fine guesses. So we did talk to Steve in Newark, so let me say goodbye to Steve, and let's see what we got. Steve in Pierre is back. All right, Steve, what do you think?
Hi, thanks again.
Yeah.
I'll give you a guess on a car wash.
Nope.
Motel.
Nope.
American Legion Club.
Nope.
Radio station.
Nope.
New car dealership.
Nope.
That's it for me.
Talk to you next week. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate the
call.
All right, so... Let's see. Shall we take one or two more? I think not much, that's for sure, because I don't want to run out of time and then say, well, I'm not telling you. No, I am. Cynthia in Park City, what do you think?
Hi, again. Yes. Porter Call, like a seaport?
No. Nope.
They did a lot of...
Yep.
That goes there.
All right.
I'll be interested to hear what it is.
Thanks, Thank Cynthia. You. I appreciate it. All right. And our final answers tonight go quickly. He's got to be quick, and that's hard for him. James on the south side. So, all right, James, let's have him rapid fire. Tell me. All right. We don't have James. What happened to James? James gave up. Well, it happens. All right. It's probably not hard to find one in any medium or large-sized city in America today, but 100 years ago it was rare. The oldest one, and I said still in operation, but it turns out it closed in 2015, is in Seattle. What is it? A gay bar. Double Headers opened in 1934, originally as a more traditional venue, but since World War II, it serves principally gay clientele. And it's well known, and you can look at its history in the basement, a gay dance club called the Casino, operated from the 30s to the 1950s, and then later it was converted into a diner. It's a very popular location for drag queens, and it was the oldest gay bar in the United States. But today, there are gay bars everywhere, including Harrison, Arkansas. So there. All right, the theme. Well, first let's go over who we played. All right, we played Barbara George doing Send For Me, Big J McNeely, Sungy Mungy, the Ohio Players, Aaron Neville, the Moonglows, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, the El Dorados, they did a volunteer, Mary Wells, Al Green did Backup Train, Major Lance. Now, what do they all have in common? They all had a number one record on the R&B charts on this day. Barbara George in 62, Big J McNeely in 49, the Ohio Players in 75, Aaron Neville in 67, the Moonglows in 55, Harold Melvin in 76, the El Dorados in 56, Mary Wells in 63, Al Green in 74, Major Lance in 64, and Sam Cooke that we didn't play, that would have been 58. All right, so that is the deal. And I'll put all that on Raleigh.net, and you will get to hear all of, you get to read, actually, all of the number one records that were on this date in history. So you can see those as well as the answer to our question. Now, we have about 3.5 minutes here, and they belong to Nick in Baltimore. So, all right, Nick. So,
hey Raleigh, yeah. I forgot it was music trivia. So why don't we postpone the synchronous transmitters for another night?
How about doing it tomorrow? We got full shows all this week.
Okay, we can do that. I got a music request, though.
Okay, what do you want to hear?
The Versatiles.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Just Pretending?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
You betcha. I'll do that, and we'll talk about it. Yes, it's still in operation, which is hard for me to believe. I'll give you that as the header. Of course, for people who don't know, KOB added a synchronous transmitter in Santa Fe. It's been a disaster as far as I'm concerned. They're supposed to turn it off at night, and when they don't, woohoo, but even the artifacts when they do, in the day. So we'll talk about that. I think there's only three in operation on AM right now that I could find in the U.S., so we'll talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Happy to do it.
Give me a call tomorrow.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, and people have tried that on FM for years and years. They think, well, if we get these little, the old Class A stations that were fairly small wattage, and if we just ring a city, we'll have them all on the same frequency, and we'll have synchronous transmitters, and we'll cover the whole market, and they don't understand that that may work on paper, but that doesn't work in reality. It's more than a Swiss cheese pattern. It nulls out in so many places to make it inadvisable. And I've got somebody about to embark on that in Phoenix that I've just been laughing about this week, actually. So that pretty much is it. All the bumper information and the trivia information, that's always at Rolly.net, Rolly.net. And now, that's the funny thing. I hurried everybody off the phone because I thought, oh, my God, I'll run out of time and not be able to give these answers. And then I see I have a couple minutes, so I'll tell you. Barbara George's number one record in 1962 was I Know. Big J. McNeely. Now, this is interesting because, of course, rock and roll fans and, later soul fans will all think of There Is Something on Your Mind because that was the big one for us. But his number one record in 1949 was Deacon's Hop. The Ohio Players, they were number one in 1975 on this date with Fire. Aaron Neville, number one in 67 on this date, and they had Tell It Like It Is. The Moon Glows in 55, they were number one on this date with Sincerely. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, number one in 1976 on this date with Wake Up Everybody. The Eldorados, well, of course, you know what it's going to be. Couldn't be anything else. Number one on this date in 1956, At My Front Door. What we played, though, was A Fallen Tear on VJ. Mary Wells, number one on this date in 1963 with Two Lovers. But Stop Taking Me for Granted was really nice. It came out on Movie Tone, which actually, you're saying, what kind of label is that? Well, it was, yeah, and I would be saying it too, except I knew that it was a division of 20th Century Fox, and 20th Century is where she went after she got out of her Motown contract, and the album was called Ooh, and it had some nice things on it. Al Green was number one on this date in 1974 with Living For You, and Major Lance was number one in 1964 with yes, to the sixth power. All right. Yeah, Johnny Rivers did us a favor when he renamed it Curious Minds. So we thank Dan for keeping us on the air. We thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. Couldn't play trivia without you. All week this week, we have full shows. So now, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll start at 10 p.m. Central. Attendance will be taken. I hope you will call, and we'll talk to you 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Rolly James. It's WGN Radio.